الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل رمضان فتحت أبواب الجنة وغلقت أبواب جهنم وسلسلة الشياطين صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد بشير النذير هاشمي مكرم عطوف الرؤوف من يسمى بأحمد رسالة درو شريف اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے ہیں Respected علماء کرام Brothers in Islam and sisters who are listening on the receivers All praise is due to Allah تبارک و تعالی Our creator, sustainer, nourisher, master of the worlds درود and salam, peace and salutations descend upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his beloved family and companions. Brothers in Islam, Allah Pak has given us the wealth of Iman. May Allah keep us with Iman, die with Iman, rise on the day of Qiyamah with those who have Iman. We are also very fortunate being the first Jumu'ah of the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Nurun ala nur. This is a mercy and favor from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah Pak give us long life, good health, and give us the opportunity and ability to perform more righteous ibadat, inshallah. And we also make dua on the onset for those marhumeen who were present last Ramadan and now beneath the ground. Allah fill the qabr with nur. Brothers in Islam, for today's brief Jummah discourse, I would like to discuss on four aspects of Ramadan. One is the significance and importance of Ramadan. You have been hearing from Rajab, Sha'ban, and now into the month of Ramadan, Ramadan and Siyam. The second aspect is Quran related to Ramadan. The third is our sadaqat, and fourth is dua, inshallah. Allah Pak give us tawfiq, inshallah, and sincerity. First of all, we have to rectify our niyyah, our intention. Allah Pak himself in Surah Al-Baqarah, in the second juz, there is an entire ruku, one whole part with about five ayats only on fasting. The ahkam in Surah Al-Baqarah you will find, which is the longest surah in the Quran, Allah Pak has given many ahkam, injunctions, rules and regulations. One of them being fasting. Like the Jews used to keep fast, Christians used to fast, the Hindus fast. But Allah Pak, to make it easy, He said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, e iman walo. Allah is addressing us, the believers, those who have firm iman. Kutiba alaykum usiyam. It is made compulsory and obligatory upon you, just as it was prescribed for those before you. La'allakum tattaqoon. People before you used to keep fast. But O Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your fast will be abstaining from certain things and also regulatory with time. Suhoor now, alhamdulillah, just after 5 o'clock and iftar just after 5 o'clock. South Africa is one of the most fortunate countries if you look around the globe. Only 12 hours of fast, subhanallah, and winter season. Allah Pak give us the ability to perform righteous acts, inshallah, and take maximum benefit of this Ramadan. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says further, I'm not going through the commentary of all the ayat, Ayyaman Ma'duda, 29 or 30 days depending on the sighting of the Hilal. Very, very important. Every month we have a Hilal committee sighting the moon. Very, very important also to observe, not only for Eid but every month inshallah. Make it the niyat to look at the moon, the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any creation of Allah points towards the Creator Allah Rabbul Izzat. When you look at the Quran Kareem, 30 juz, 6,236 ayat, 114 surahs, 83,400 words in the Quran Kareem. Allah Pak is talking to us. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala says that when I want to talk to Allah, then I open the kalam of Allah and I start communicating with Allah. And when I feel my Allah want to talk to me, then I perform 2 rakat salah. Then in 1 rakat I complete 1 Quran. In the 2nd rakat, another Quran. Subhanallah. So the first point I'm talking about, the importance of fasting and siyam. It only come once a year, brothers. Learn the masail from the ulama. If we unsure, find out from our imams and ulama. Very, very important. Don't do something wrong in sharia and then you want a fatwa. Look at the taqwa. The essence of all ibadat is taqwa. Whether it is salat, or zakat, hajj, umrah, qurbani, business, anything. It is all la'allakum tattaqoon. So we got this taqwa environment of Ramadan 1 month. This is called the Rahmat of Zaman. The Allah Pak has given us Zaman, the time of 29 to 30 days. Then you have Makan, like the house of Allah we're coming in. We have the Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. Some people are fortunate in Makkah and Medina and Masjid al-Aqsa. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and Masjid al-Aqsa and make it easy and accept all the ibadat. Then you have the company of the Salihin, righteous people. You don't know who amongst the Musallis is pious in the court of Allah. We should engage with them, sit with them, make salam with them, take du'as from them, because we don't know whose du'as are answered. Also, if you can, go to the company of your sheikh and your murshid and your mentor. Sit in a few days, you will see that the noor and tajalliyat of Allah from their hearts is transferred, subhanallah. So make maximum benefit in the month of Ramadan. And on this, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahab Rahmatullah Ali always used to mention in Ramadan that to the employers, make it easy for the employees in the month of Ramadan. Allah's mercy will depend on you. Allah's mercy will descend on you, subhanallah. Adjust our times, close the shop early, come where between Asr and Maghrib into the house of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the hadith saying? The hadith I quoted, إِذَا دَخَلَ رَمَضَان, when Ramadan enters, فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. What is the mercy of Allah? Allah's mercy, look at this. فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah opens the doors of Jannah. Every day Jannah is beautified, and especially in the month of Ramadan, Allah beautifies it more. Allah says, open all 8 doors of Jannah, subhanallah. And look at the fasting people and announce there is a Babur Rayyan. All those who kept the fast sincerely will enter to that door, subhanallah. Allah make us amongst those, inshallah. As-sa'imeen was-sa'imat. That Allah Pak has given us an opportunity to keep fast only for the pleasure of Allah. That is why Hadith Qudsi, Allah Himself says, As-sawmu li wa ana ajzibi o wa ana udzabi. Fasting is for me. You can see a person performing salah. You can see somebody adorning ihram and is going for umrah and hajj. You can see somebody doing the act of qurbani. Somebody paying his zakat or giving some hamper or something. You can see at least some action. But fasting, we cannot see a person. All of us are fasting. It was ma baini wa bain Allah, between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala grant us ikhlasun niyyah. Check our niyat every day inshallah, in the morning when we tie the niyat at sari, during the day, in the afternoon and at night. Oh Allah, I kept my fast only for you. That is why when you open your fast, you make dua. That when you say the dua, Allahumma laka sumtu wa bika amantu wa alayka tawakkaltu wa ala rizqika aftartu wa taqabbal minni, and there's another dua after opening your fast, ذهب الذمعو وبتلت العرقو وسبت الأجر إن شاء الله. Oh Allah, the lips and the throat was dry, now only the rewards are left to you. This fasting is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and prescribed to us very easily. Allah Pak give us the strength, inshallah. Also the hadith comes, من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. That our iman is rejuvenated by this fasting. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I will forgive his sins. إيمانا واحتسابا. Two things are very important. Firm iman, it is the command of Allah. I am keeping fast for the sake of Allah. That is why Hazrat Maulana Rahmatul Ali gave another example always from the same member. That if a person is told 5 minutes before or 2 minutes before the time to open the fast, will anybody open the fast? He said the Grand Mufti of the world can say open your fast now. You will say no, after sunset, then the time is right. And you will be obedient to Allah. In obedience to the command of Allah, you will open your fast. Likewise, the discipline created in Ramadan should be out of Ramadan. Our mashayikh and ulama, Mufti Taqi Sahib, Daman Barakatum of Pakistan, the Grand Mufti has written that if life spent in Ramadan in obedience, accordingly, then when Eid comes, we will be ready for maut like Eid. Subhanallah. The discipline created in Ramadan, through our ibadat, our salat, our sadaqat, our tilawat al-Quran, our zikr, our obedience to Allah for that 12, 13, 14, 15, 18 hours, then it is said that your entire life should be according to Ramadan. Then when Eid moon comes, how happy and rejoicing every people are. People are throughout the world, they're happy that the crescent has come. But some people used to be very sad, like Sayyidina Hasan al-Basri rahmatul alayh, that, oh Allah, you took away the mausam of barakat. How nice if Ramadan was the entire year. But Allah said He made it easy for us, 29 or 30 days. So take maximum benefit. Also it is said, مَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَإِهْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Whoever stands up the night, we have sunnatu taraweeh, fasting during the day is farz, and sunnat muakkada taraweeh of 20 rakats. Don't look for fatwas. 20 rakats sunnat muakkada from the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala in Masjid al-Nabawi performed 20 rakats himself. And the Quran was complete. And the Sahaba's amal is on this. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. We salute the Huffaz. Allah give them jazai khair. That is why I heard from Hazrat Mawana Rahmatul Ali that Quran is not by election, it is by selection. Allah chooses the hearts of the people to stand up in Taraweeh, to be imams and to be Hafizul Quran. They are ambassadors of the Quran, but the akhlaq must also be with the injunctions of the Quran. Also about fasting, brothers. It's not only about the samosa and the faluda. This is barakat of it. Allah's favors knows no bounds. So much on our dastarkhan. But just think about the less fortunate. I'm going to come to that point. Those who don't have something to eat at iftari. Now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a virtue. When Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, city being Madinatul Munawwara. Listen to this hadith very carefully. Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, Malikul Mulk, creator of everything, every living thing on earth. Allah Rabbul Izzat sends who? Ruhul Amin, Jibra'il alayhi salatu wassalam. O Nabi of Allah, Allah has ordered me to curse three categories of people. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended the mimbar like the imam will ascend the mimbar. First step, second step, third step. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen on the first step, second step, the third step. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam came, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has sent me now with three curses of three categories of people from your ummah. Allahu Akbar. What must have happened to the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And he was never selfish. In Mi'raj he said, Ya Rabbi Ummati. Every moment he said, Ya Rabbi Ummati. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was passing away also, he said, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati. On the day of Qiyamah, every Nabi will be saying, Nafsi, Nafsi. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Rahmatul Lil Alameen will be saying, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati. On the first step it is said, Jibreel cursed the first category of people. Halak ho jaye, destruction on a group of people who find themselves in the month of Ramadan and are not forgiven. Allahumma fazna from this curse. And who's saying Ameen? Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rahmatul lil alameen. Because the command came from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because Jibreel brought This is hadith Qudsi, it's not wahi. Jibreel brought it. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that destruction on a group of people from my ummah who finds themselves in the month of Ramadan and are not forgiven. Allah Pak forgive us all. That is why we should make this dua. Allahumma barik lana fi shahri Ramadan. Allahumma ghfir lana fi shahri Ramadan. Allahumma atiq riqabana minan nari fi shahri Ramadan. Allah's mercy comes that the first 10 days is mercy, second 10 days is forgiveness, the third 10 days is emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. The second step, he said, Ameen. The group of people who hear my name, Muhammad, and they don't say, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is the worst bakhil. What kind of a lover and ashike rasul is he, that when he hears my name only, and he doesn't say, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, recite Duru Sharif, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyana wa Shafiyyana wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa Ashabihi wa Barik wa Sallim. That's only on the name of Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Imagine if a person would muhabbat and aqeedat, even here in Durban, conveys salat and salam. It is conveyed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if he presents himself in Madina Tayyiba, Allah Pak, give us an opportunity. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees us and x-rays us. And every Monday and Thursday, the report of the ummah is given. How happy Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will get when the ummah is standing as ambassadors of the Quran and the Sunnah. On the name of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he's called a bakhil. Imagine if he discards the sunnats of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What will happen to the heart of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? We make a niyat in the month of Ramadan, inshallah, that we elevate and revive one dead sunnat. Man ahya sunnati inda fasadi ummati falahu ajru miyata shaheedahu kama qal. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever revives one sunnat, when the sunnats are dying in the ummat, then in times of turmoil, he will get the sawab of 100 martyrs with the sunnat of miswak at least, inshallah. Say inshallah. Buy one miswak, get one miswak, donate a miswak, give it to somebody. Even in the prison they wanted miswak, we have supplied miswak. We said, revive the sunnat. With the noor of the sunnat, the least will happen. 70 times your sawab of salat will be increased. Multifold that time, 7 million in the month of Ramadan. Multifold that, Allah says, least benefit I will give him. At the time of maut, I will make tazkirah of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the third step, he said, Ameen. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ameen. O Jibreel, which is this group? Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, curse on those people who find their parents alive, one of them or both of them, and by not serving them, is deprived of Jannah. Allahumma fazna. Allah Pak, give us khidmat, make the opportunity of serving our parents, give them long life, good health, and if they have passed on, at least send isale sawab on their behalf. Be a sadaqah jariyat on their behalf, and do good khairat on their behalf. You will see they will be rewarded, you will get the sawab also. The first hadith. The second hadith, Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala says that when we came to Medina Munawwara, fasting became farz only in the second year of Hijrah. The Sahaba in war informed, keep fast. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, not only keeping the fast physically, all, every action should keep a fast. Every part of your limb should keep a fast. Not only your mouth, your eyes, your ears, your hands and your limbs. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned an ayah from Surah Yasin. Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim wa tukallimuna aydihim wa tashhadu arjuluhum bima kanu yaksibun. O Muslims, what is the matter with you that you gossip the whole day? You look at haram the whole day. It will be a time on the day of Qiyamah when your lips will be sealed. Your eyes will be testimony against you. Your hands will be a testimony against you. Your legs will be testimony against you. During the time of Rasulullah, the scorching heat now in Arabia, 50 degrees. Two ladies were fasting amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. And it is mentioned in the hadith that they feared death. Suddenly they became restless. They were on the pangs of death. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered, let the two ladies come and vomit in a vessel, in a container or a bowl. Ya Rasulullah, they're fasting. How can they vomit? Nothing. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, place their finger in their mouth and ask them to vomit. Fresh pieces of meat came out. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is the evil effect of ghibat. Al-ghibatu ashaddu min az-zina. It is worse than zina. While they were fasting, the essence of taqwa and Allah consciousness went away by talking bad about people. Keep our mouth closed. You got nothing to do. Make zikr, tilawat and sleep away. That's also sawab. Now also coming to another point on Quran. My time is limited, brothers. The beauty of Ramadan is Quran tilawat. Allah Pak, give us tawfiq to recite more and more Quran, inshallah. If last year we did 4 khatams or 5 khatams in the month of Ramadan, make a niyat, inshallah, this year I will do about 6 khatam, one more, inshallah. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhi, there's a place in Azamiya in Baghdad, when he was imprisoned, 18,000 khatams of the Quran. Sheikh Habib al-Ajami, 9,000 Qur'ans in his room where he used to read tahajjud in one Qur'an, in one rakat, another Qur'an, another rakat. And when he's about to die, his daughter asked him, why are you crying? He said, Zunubi, Zunubi, my sins. 9,000 Qur'an khatams. What have we got to our credit, brothers? Talk to Allah through the Qur'an. Not only reading the Qur'an, donating the Qur'an, saluting the Huffaz, appreciating the Quran that they are reciting in Taraweeh, listening to the Quran, the best recitation of the Quran, and not only that promoting the injunctions of the Quran in our life, translating, we hearing of taqwa, we hearing of halal, we hearing of amali saliha in the Quran, where is it in our lives? This is what is required of the Quran. Become a walking Quran, inshallah. And we make niyat. Allah make our children, our grandchildren, huffaz of the Quran. That is why they known as ashrafu ummati hamalatul Quran. The honorable ones of my ummat are the ones of those who uphold the Quran. Not only that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said himself, they are my family. They are from my family, subhanallah, who recite the Quran day and night. Allah, make us amongst those, inshallah. Value the Quran that we have. Go to places where there's no Quran. They see a copy of the Quran. 10-20 people want to hold and kiss the Quran. So donate a Quran also as sadaqah jariyah. We just took some translation Qurans and we gave in the prison we're doing. We gave to the orphanage, subhanallah. Somebody will read sadaqah jariyah. The third aspect I want to come to is sadaqat. Ramadan is related to our zakat, our sadaqat. We calculate from 1 year, find out from the ulama and the muftis, the masail of zakat. But I want to tell you a story. Once in Madinatul Munawwara, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the scorching heat like what they have now in Saudi Arabia. All fasting, whole of Medina, dry, dry, dry. The khajur also, the dates also were very sparsely available. Birha was one of the sahaba's well that had little bit of sweet water they used to draw from. They have that for sari, have that for iftari. Once Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala came, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 3 days in their daughter's house, Fatima al-Zahra, binti Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no food to eat. Who? The leaderess of the woman of Jannah, the beloved, the heart, peace of the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam puts his head down. He makes dua and somebody brings a parcel, 5 pieces of bread. Oh Nabi of Allah, this is for your iftari. Rahmati alam sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His love of Fatima comes. Oh Ali, take this parcel and go home. Enjoy it for iftari. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu runs home. Their house was right near opposite Masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He runs home. Listen to it, brothers. And he says, oh Fatima, your beloved father, Rahmat Alam sallallahu alayhi wasallam, has sent this parcel. 5 pieces of bread. 5 of us at home. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, Hazrat Hassan and Hussein, masoom children, and their khadima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Entire household, 3 days, no food to eat. They put it on the dastarkhan, placed it, and said, few minutes left for iftari, and we'll make dua. Brothers, such a mubarak time. And somebody knocks at the door, give something in the name of Allah. Allah ke naam pe de do, brothers. Give it in the name of Allah, not for showing anybody. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu gets up, takes his piece of the bread and gives it to the beggar. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anhu says, don't be selfish, my husband. Oh Ali, you want to go into Jannat by that piece of bread. Give my piece of that bread also. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Hassan and Hussein, masoom children of Rasulullah, grandchildren of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, stand up with pieces of bread, brothers. Read the hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari. You will cry that Sayyidina Hassan Hussein said, oh Abi and Ummi, we also want to go into Jannat. Give our pieces of the bread. They go and give it themselves. The Khadima says, oh Hassan, give my piece of bread. And they open the fast with the water of Biraha. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala comes to Masjid Nabawi to perform Salatul Maghrib. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam performs the Maghrib Salah. He makes salam to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Did you enjoy the piece of bread? Hazrat Ali's lips are sealed. Nothing to say. Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam with an ayat of the Quran. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُرًا. Look at it in 29 Jews in Surah Al-Dahr. Allah Pak is saying, verse 8 and 9, that Allah loves those from whatever Allah has given them as an amanat to spend it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only for the orphans and the needy, the captives, the work in the prison also is mentioned. Not only Muslim prisoners, in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the non-Muslim prisoners, where they were given ikram also. And you do it for the pleasure of Allah. We make niyat, inshallah, Allah Pak, give us that. Whatever we're spending, little bit, inshallah, spend a little more in the path of Allah, Allah will give you barakah, inshallah. You don't know whose food from your zakat and illah and sadaqah. As soon as you finish Jummah, take out some money and give it in the path of Allah to the proper recipients also. Find out from the ulama and the organizations. And my last point, brothers, is the power of dua in the month of Ramadan. Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatul Ali used to cry in the same Musalla. Hazrat Ali Billah wa Shaykh and Murshid in the month of Ramadan used to cry. Did he say about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's dua? He told a group of Sahaba, Sayyidina Musa Alayhi Salatu Wasalam was Kaleemullah, he spoke to Allah. When he went, Allah Ta'ala questioned him, "Oh Musa, you spoke to me. Are you happy?" He said, "Ya Allah, I spoke to you. I wanted to see you, or you can't see me." Allah Pak said, "There were 70,000 veils between us." Allahu Akbar. And he was Kaleemullah. He was happy. He was the Nabi of Allah. But O Musa, an ummah is going to come. The ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The honor they will be given. They will be fasting the entire day. Their throats will be dry. Their lips will be dry. Their stomachs will be gone warm. And when they make dua at the time of iftar, I will remove all 70,000 veils and I will answer all their duas. Subhanallah. Brothers, understand the power of dua. You make dua at iftari time. You make dua at sehri time. Wake up early. Wabil ashari hum yastaghfirun. Allah speaks about those people reading 2 rakat tahajjud salah, making istighfar for the entire ummah and for themselves and crying in the court of Allah. Make collective dua. Make individual dua. Sit with your family today when you have that meal at iftari. Sit and make a dua for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If Nabi of Allah made dua for us, how much more we should be making dua not only for ourselves and our children, our family, for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So many people are sick. Allah give them shifa. What about our brothers and sisters incarcerated in the prisons? In South Africa, we have about 7,000 brothers in the prisons and sisters. Allah Ta'ala find a way out for them. In other parts of the world, how much of difficulty? What is happening in Syria? What is happening in Egypt? What is happening in Afghanistan? What is happening in other parts of the world? Who's going to cry for the ummah? And a fasting person's dua is never rejected. A Muslim's dua is never rejected. And so understand this, brothers. 4 things I spoke about. One is Ramadan and Siyam. Make it meaningful, inshallah. Allah Pak, make it beneficial for us. Spiritually uplifting, inshallah. And cleansing from all our sins. That inshallah, make an yet after Ramadan, I want to change my life to be more obedient to you and to be with that taqwa. Number 2 is that I will recite more Quran, inshallah. And I will make a niyat that I want to make my son or grandson a hafiz al-Quran. Number 3 is our sadaqat, inshallah. And number 4 is our dua. Keep these 4 points in mind. Allah Ta'ala will grant us the barakat of Ramadan. Then towards the end of Ramadan will be that night of power that it is said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards more than 1,000 months on one night. Subhanallah. Allah Pak, give us tawfiq to make amal. Allah Pak, unite our hearts. Keep us with muhabbat and izzat. Not only this masjid and all the masajid of the world. And Allah, enlighten our hearts with the noor of the Quran, with the injunctions of the Quran. Allah, beautify our homes with the tilawat Quran. Allah Ta'ala, keep us with iman. Die with iman. And be with those who rise on the day of Qiyamah with iman. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.